This is All Things Considered on KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. In the race for governor of Arkansas, Tim Griffin announced today he is backing out of his bid for the Republican nomination and will instead run for state attorney general. That leaves former White House press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge vying for their party's nomination. Al Bass is a political science professor at Ouachita Baptist University in Arkadelphia and spoke with me, offering his reaction.
A little bit of a surprise that he would transition at this fairly early date. I think it's a signal that it's going to look to be a not very competitive gubernatorial race, and he wanted to position himself in a race that was more winnable.
And Tim Griffin, it has been pretty well known for years he is interested in the governor's office. Do you think it's that overwhelming now, having Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge in this?
You know, my interpretation is that it simply reflects the evolution of the Republican Party electorate in Arkansas. And Griffin was your quintessential conservative Republican establishment type, owing to his connections with the Bush administration, where he served as a U.S. attorney. And I think what's happened is the more what could be called the populist wing of the party has become more and more prominent. And I think both the Huckabee family and Rutledge are much more in sync with that realm of Republican Party politics.
So you think Griffin being, I guess, now one generation back in the party, that's negatively impacting him?
Yeah, it's certainly there is a generational dimension to it. He is a throwback, in a sense, to a different age of national Republican politics. I think Arkansas, you know, has always been its own, you know, little world apart from the larger national tides. But I think those have been diminished lately. And I just think that when Mike Huckabee was governor, he had that kind of populist appeal in the electorate. And I think Griffin stylistically just doesn't fit in that mode. Certainly he's ideologically conservative, strongly conservative, but there's something about the emotional, the visceral connection that I think he hasn't convincingly demonstrated.
And perhaps, too, he was an aide for President George W. Bush, whereas Sanders, obviously, a spokeswoman for Donald Trump.
As I said, and I think, you know, Rutledge is also very much identified with the Trump wing of the National Republican Party.
There are still other candidates said to be thinking over a possible run, including former legislator Jim Hendren. Do you think this is kind of narrowly defining the Republicans at this point, putting a lot of stake with the only two announced candidates being connected to Trump, whereas we don't know how Trump will be viewed, say, a year from now?
Yeah, sure. The environment changes over time. We don't know what tomorrow is going to look like, much less a year from now. But certainly space for a candidate like Hendren seems to have diminished in more or less the same fashion it has for Griffin over the past, you know, several years. Once upon a time, Hendren was very much in the, I think, center of where the Republican Party was in terms of his family connections, in terms of his ideological orientation, in terms of his geographical location. But I think those bases have shrunk a little bit in recent years. And I'm just not sure there's the space in a primary contest that there once was.
That's Al Bass, a political science professor at Ouachita Baptist University in Arkadelphia. Hal, thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Hey, sure. It's good to talk to you, Michael. Take care. Be careful. Stay warm.
Thank you. You too. This is KUAR 89.1.